Hi everybody, this is Nick. Welcome to teaching series. How do you say this in American English? 大家好，我是 Nick。
大家好，我是 Brad。
欢迎大家订阅查看微信公众号铅笔英语，有更多精彩免费内容。如果同时呢，大家有什么想学的表达，可以在评论留言告诉我，或者在新浪微博 @黄敏Nick 私信告诉我。大家平常在日常生活中或多或少都会有一些拖延症。这个友情提示啊，拖延症我们之前节目是讲过的，叫做 procrastination。那有拖延症的话，做事情就会比较慢，对吧？那慢的时候呢，就一定会有人催你，这是必然的。比如说这个公司啊，催你去完成工作，对吧？老师催你去完成作业，爸妈催你结婚等等。那别催我，可能就是一个非常有用的一个表达了。那别催我用美语应该怎么说呢？Right. Did you finish your Chinese homework I gave you a week earlier, I think?
I already had a lot of work to do, so I sort of got it done.
Sort of? What do you mean, sort of? Oh my god, please tell me you finished, because we have new content today, which is based on the homework.
I'm sorry, but don't rush me. You gave me a lot of homework to do. Some of them are really hard.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to finish all of them.But it's just too difficult. I'll finish it, but just don't rush me.
Alright, I'm not rushing you. Alright, so here's the deal. You'll have 3 more days to finish them, and I'll be teaching you new content. If you have any questions, just, feel free to ask me. Alright, is it okay?
Alright, sounds good. I'll definitely finish the tasks.
Thank you, Brad. Just finish them. 那我和 Brad 说，就是 Brad 这个作业没做完，对吧？我催他做作业。那 Brad 说 ，Don't rush me， 对吧？我说我不会去催你的。I'm not rushing on you， 对吧？这个 excuse me， I'm not rushing you。这个就是说不要去催他，然后他说不要催我。这个催这是用 rush， 然后这个整个不要催我叫 Don't rush me。So this is pretty much it for this time. I'll see you guys next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. J'ai traversé les mers à la force de mes bras, seul contre les dieux, perdu dans les marées, retranché dans une cale.